Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on all the news you might have missed over the weekend. Today we have an answer about whether or not Schuylkill and Berks counties will see federal immigration detention centers. And we recognize heroes of the anthracite mining era at King's College. It's Monday, June 29th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with that immigration story. The federal government has made a definitive decision on whether to go ahead with its proposed immigration detention centers in Schuylkill and Berks counties. Congressman Dan Muser got confirmation on Friday. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk explains.
Congressman Dan Muser said Friday it's finally official. The Department of Homeland Security told his office it's dropping plans to open immigration detention centers in Schuylkill and Berks counties. In a statement he issued Friday, Muser said he got the word directly from the department. The announcement publicly confirms reporting published June 18th by the New York Times and a statement issued Monday by U.S. Senator John Fetterman. In an emailed statement earlier this week, DHS said it was moving swiftly to use existing detention space in state and local prisons, but would not specifically confirm the Pennsylvania centers wouldn't open. In his statement, Muser said the Trump administration's plans evolved based on operational needs and because he and local officials raised concerns about them. DHS planned to build the two centers in a former Big Lots warehouse in Schuylkill and a proposed warehouse in Berks. It's unknown what will happen to them now. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find the full story at WVIA.org. In Luzerne County now, the Anthracite Heritage Foundation and King's College dedicated a new monument inside the Miners Memorial in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
In 1907, Pittston resident Thomas Huntley helped rescue a fellow mine worker from a cave-in. Daniel Thomas of Scranton died trying to save two others from suffocation in 1916. Amadeo Pincotti, a Pittston miner, helped rescue those trapped by floodwaters during the Knox mine disaster in 1959. Those names, along with 37 others etched in black marble, symbolize the dangers of mining anthracite coal and the heroism that happened deep underground. The new monument at the Miners Memorial in downtown Wilkes-Barre honors 40 recipients of the prestigious Carnegie Medal. The medal is given to those who risk death or serious physical injury while attempting to save the life of another.
Anthracite took a huge, huge human toll.
That's Professor Robert Wolensky of King's College and the Anthracite Heritage Foundation. He says 35,000 men and boys died in Northeast Pennsylvania mines from 1850 to 1950. Tucked behind a fence on Public Square in Wilkes-Barre, the open-air tribute to miners sometimes goes unnoticed. The memorial serves as solace in a busy downtown. Cars pass, birds chirp, farmers set up for the weekly market across the street. The new marble, etched with the names of the 40 men, reflects the morning light. Reporting from Wilkes-Barre, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Now it's time for News Voices. This week, WVIA's Roger Dupuis brings us a behind-the-scenes look at Union Pacific's Big Boy 4014.
Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. Union Pacific's Big Boy 4014 made a big splash when it arrived in Scranton for the longest stop on its cross-country tour. WVIA's resident rail fan, Roger Dupuy, got a true behind-the-scenes look as the steam locomotive made its way to NEPA, and now he's disembarked just in time to tell us about it. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. I survived the ladder. Do you know about the ladder?
Yes, we've spoken about the ladder, and we'll get into that a little bit, I think.
Yes.
So let's start right off. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your trip on the Big Boy.
Okay, so we had a team of WVIA news people who went up to Sarah, Pennsylvania, on the Friday before Big Boy arrived here in our region, and we had a cab ride in the, you know, sort of the control center of this massive locomotive from Sarah to Owego, New York, and it was about 2 hours, give or take.
So 2 hours, probably, I think you were the only media from around here who got the chance to do this,
to my knowledge, and we were certainly the only media on that trip, right? So we reached out to Union Pacific quite early after finding out that the locomotive was coming here, and we asked about getting on board, and we were persistent, and then it paid off.
Okay, so what did you get to do? What did you get to see? And
the short answer, we stood there. yes, but what we got to see was, so we got to stand there. You couldn't talk to the engineer and the crew while the train was in operation, but we certainly got to see how it works and hear it. It was loud. It was hot, but it was amazing to see this massive piece of equipment in operation and to watch the countryside roll by beside us. We never got more than about more than 35 miles an hour, but at times it felt so fast because it's so loud and so big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We talked about this being a big deal when it was initially announced, right?
Yes.
But were you surprised at all actually experiencing from behind the scenes, really, the response that the train was getting?
I wasn't. But it was quite massive. And so, you know, listen, as you mentioned, I'm a rail fan, so I sort of knew instinctively that this was going to be a big deal, right? But to see the crowd. So when we got to Owego, New York at the end of our cab ride, the crowd was 15 or 20 people deep and all along the tracks. And they were cheering this train as if it were a rock star or a politician, a president or a king, right? And the sheer number of people, then the crowd control that was necessary. And you saw that all up and down the line, everywhere it's gone throughout the country, including when it got here into our region the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it getting into our region. The crowds have been crazy.
They have. So our colleague, Kat Bolas, went out to Steamtown and the first day that it was displayed there, and the waits were hours long and they stretched all the way back, you know, well outside of Steamtown. But people, I think, were very happy to do that. And it was worth the wait for a lot of people. I mean, we were just hearing these rave reviews from people, you know, adults and children, who couldn't believe the size of it, and they were excited to see it. And there's this sort of celebrity engineer, Ed Dickens, right, who you may have heard about from the Union Pacific, who was instrumental in getting the thing restored. And he's like a rock star. People wanted this man's autograph.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was really kind of like going to a show.
Okay. So the Big Boy is going to be at Steamtown National Historic Site until June 30th.
June 30th, right.
It's already making quite an economic impact. So what are some of the people you've spoken to thinking will be the end result?
Right. So before it even got here, the week before it got here, a couple days before it arrived, I talked to Kurt Camoni from the Visitors Bureau in Lackawanna County, and he was saying that they already had an estimated 2,000 hotel rooms booked.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it was on display at Steamtown, I talked to Bob Durkin from the Greater Scranton Chamber. And he was estimating that over the course of the Big Boy's visit, it could generate potentially up to $15 to $20 million in direct and indirect economic development for, you know, sort of money spent here in the region as a result of the visit.
Okay. So we only have about 30 seconds left.
Okay.
What's next for the Big Boy?
It will be leaving our region. So I think a lot of people will want to chase it on July 1st. That's when it takes off, headed basically south. It will go again. It will travel again through Luzerne and Carbon counties and a bit of Schuylkill County, possibly, on its way eventually to Philadelphia, where it's going to spend the 4th of July.
All right. Well, Roger, thank you very much for your coverage, and we're glad you survived and had quite a day.
The 8-foot ladder, yes, we did. Thanks, Sarah.
All right. I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.